Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, there are two great men who were born in the year 1564 AD. One was Shakespeare, and we know he contributed to the English language so much, and he became the greatest dramatist of the English language. He died in his 52. And the other man was Christopher Marlowe. This man, because of his anger, he died in his very young age. He died in his 29 years old, because he chose a wrong decision, or he made a wrong decision. His choice was bad. He was one of the greatest, you know, tragical playwriter. One of his greatest writing is Tragical History of the Life and Death of Dr. Faustus. And this man picked up a fight with a stranger in a pub. And that stranger told him, "If you are dare enough, come to fight with me with a sword till death." So, without any further thought, Christopher, who was already in anger, accepted to fight with him. And at the end of the fight, he was injured severely and he died. His wrong choice killed him. You know, the legends used to say, if Christopher would have been alive, Christopher would have been the greater, or one of the greatest, or greater than Shakespeare. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today's readings challenge us to choose freely and wisely to obey or not to obey the God's commandment. Whether if we take the Old Testament, the Mosaic Law, or the prophets, or in the New Testament that Jesus has given the commandments. So it is up to us. God has placed these commandments in front of us. It is our free choice to obey or not to obey. When we come to the life of the people of Israel, sometimes they really felt that they needed this commandment to straighten their way of life. So they obeyed God's commandment. Whenever they obeyed God's commandment, they were led to be the people with power and integrity. But whenever they disobeyed God's commandment, they brought back to the slavery. We know how many times they were taken into slavery. They were exiled because they did not keep the law of the Lord. So for the people of Israel, Torah was not a set of law. It is just instruction and teaching intended to promote holiness and wholeness of life. And you know, this is very important. God, he expressed his will through the commandments. So his will, God's will is, or God's will became commandments for the people of Israel with whom God made covenant. So it is not something different, but it is the will of God that they need to follow something to reach to heaven. They need to obey something to reach to heaven. So his will, he became the commandment or the law for the people of Israel. When we look into the first reading today, which is taken from the book of Sirach, this book of Sirach was one of these, you know, seven deuterocanonical books. And the author of this book was living in a pagan community. And he wrote this book for the people who were known as diaspora. Once upon a time, they were Jews following the law of the Lord, but later they adopted the Hellenistic culture. So he wrote this book to those people to come back, to accept the law of the Lord and follow and keep the law of the Lord. So main theme of this book is this. You know, as I said, it is your free choice. If you choose to follow the law of the Lord, you will receive reward. And if you choose not to follow, you know, you will receive punishment. This is the main theme of this book. So, the people of Israel, as I said, whenever they followed God's law, they were growing in everything. And whenever they did not keep the law of the Lord, they were reduced. And this law of the Lord was interpreted or understood by different people, different group of people in different ways. For some people, the law of the Lord was just only the Ten Commandments that God gave through Moses. And for some people, the law of the Lord was the Pentateuch, the whole five books of Torah. Pentateuch. And for some group of people, it was Mosaic Law and the Prophets. And for some people, it was both the oral and written laws. And they believed that it was unchangeable and it was a self-revelation of God. So there were different understanding among the Jewish people about the law. And later, you know, according to 3rd century rabbi, he said that Moses gave 365 prohibitions and 248 positive commands. So 248 plus 365 together 613 commands that Moses gave. But when, in the course of time, during the time of David, we read in the Psalms, Psalm 15, you know, most of the Psalms, Lamentation Psalms, were written by David, King David. And in the Psalm 15, the law of the Lord or the commandments were reduced to 11. Number, both, I mean, prohibitions and positive commands were included in 11 commandments. So we read in the Psalm 15, it is only 11 commandments. And when we come again down to the book of Isaiah, chapter 33, verse 14 and 15, there we see the commandments were still reduced. It is went to 6 commandments. And when we come to the book of Micah, chapter 6, verse 8, so these prohibitions and positive commands were together included in 3 commandments. And later in the book of Habakkuk, it is just only 1 commandment, that is, the just shall live by his faith. And it was, you know, that's why I said they have different understanding about the commandment of God. And when it came to the New Testament time, during the time of Jesus, the people, like Pharisees and scribes, once again, they were giving life to the oral laws, what they have, you know, practicing like tradition. And for Jesus, the oral law is just what we call interpretation of the scribes. And it is just a burden, or it was burden upon the people. So Jesus was criticizing it. And Jesus gave only two commandments in the New Testament. Love your God, love your neighbor. So all those commandments, 613 commandments and the prophets, were put into or brought into these two commandments, love your God, love your neighbor. How can we know that? Or how is it possible? You know, Jesus said, love your God and love your neighbor. What the Mosaic law speak about? The Mosaic law speaks about the relationship between man and God. God made covenant with them and said, you are my people and I am your God, and you obey. So that relationship, Mosaic law speaks about the relationship between God the Father and the chosen people. And what does the prophets speak about? The prophets speak about the relationship between human and human, between us. The prophets speak about or call us to care for the one another, care for the poor, needy, and those who are abandoned in this world. So, Mosaic law and the prophets were brought into these two commandments. So, the love of God, that is love of the Father, and the love of neighbor. So that's why Jesus said, these all the commandments are put into together as two commandments, that is love of God and love of neighbor. And these two commandments were, you know, put in what we call done, or Jesus did it, these two commandments, or Jesus practiced it by one act, that is accepting death on the cross. So what is the will of the Father? What is the, what we call love of the Father for Jesus? It is to accept death on the cross. That's why Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, Father, please take away this cup, but it is not my will, your will be done. So he did the will of the Father. That is the love for the Father, for the first commandment, love of God. And also, by this one act, he also did the second commandment, followed the second commandment, love of neighbor. For what he died, it is for our sake. He took upon himself all our sins, and he died on the cross, that we may live. So by his one act, he did these two commandments, or he followed these two commandments, love of God and love of neighbor. So Jesus calls us to obey these two commandments. Those who follow this, they will reach to eternal life. And Jesus also mentioning in today's gospel, or he is quoting from the Mosaic law, the three major commandments. The first one is, you know, don't kill. Second one is, don't commit adultery. Third one is, don't take the Lord's name, or don't make oath, or don't make false oath. So among these three, the second one, don't commit adultery, is, you know, very much important. I mean, it is based on what we call our trust. Sometimes people go away from their faith. That is also like you know, committing adultery. We leave our God and go behind something else. And also our family relationship we see in the marriage life. So this is very much important. That's why in many occasions in the Bible, it is supported that marriage is a covenant. Especially we see in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verse 1 to 12. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, 31 to 32. Matthew 19, chapter 19, 3 to 9. And Luke 16, 18. So our Catholic Church quotes all these teachings from the Bible, and it says, the Catholic teaching says that it is a sacrament. So this involving both sacred and legal union. And if we divorce, or if those who are going for divorce, they are going against the natural law. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we also read in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 2384 and 2385, it says divorce is immoral and it destroys the social order and it brings disorder in the family and the society. So let us ask God to help us to keep the commandment that he had given us. And when we keep the commandment and when we freely obey the commandment, we will receive reward and we will be received into eternal happiness. So let us ask our blessed Lord to help us to keep the commandments he has given. For that grace, let us pray during this Mass. Amen.